A co-worker accused.
You put the camera in your bag and you left it in Miss Navarro's car.
My contents in the backpack were gone.
But with no confession.
I also told her, Crystal, I will give you a week to give me back my camera, no questions asked.
Can she make her case?
She admitted to me that she opened my bag.
So what? So she opened the bag
to replace my camera.
Yeah, are you sick or what?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 24-year-old Clarissa De La Torre is suing her co-worker, 21-year-old Crystal Navarro, for the return of a digital camera she stole from her.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 505 on the calendar in the matter of De La Torre versus Navarro. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
You claim that the defendant, who was a fellow employee, stole a camera that you had placed in a backpack and put in her car.
Yes.
And other than the fact that you claim that you had the camera when you went out with her for the evening with some other friends, you went to a bar, and you don't have the camera anymore.
Right.
I want you to tell me what proof you have that you think is satisfactory to a court that she's responsible for stealing your camera as opposed to anybody else.
On the night that she left me, Your Honor, she...
What do you mean she left you?
I was at the bar and...
You went out together?
We went out together. Two of her friends. She came to pick me up. We went to the bar. She left me about 1 o'clock.
Oh, she didn't leave you. You left the table.
I did.
And you left the table and allegedly left some property there.
I left my
jacket.
A coat? Yes.
And a cell phone?
Yes.
And where did you go when you left?
I...
No, don't look over there, Ms. De La Torre. Look at me. I have children. I have grandchildren. I know all about kids that go to the bar. You got up and you'd been in the bar for a while. They were there with friends. And you said, well, I'll watch my stuff. And then you left. Where did you go?
I went to use the restroom.
You went away a little longer than just the restroom.
Well, I actually...
Not well what? Where did you go?
I went into a banquet room. I didn't know it was a banquet room. It was an empty room.
Just a second. So you went to a banquet room. And who was in the banquet room?
Nobody.
What did you do in the banquet room?
I looked at photographs and historical images.
Put your hand down.
I looked at photographs and historical images that were all around the banquet room.
Okay. So you didn't just go to the restroom. You were gone for a while.
20 minutes max, Your Honor.
And after you finished in the banquet room, where did you go?
My witness came and told me that I wasn't allowed to be in there.
Oh.
And...
Just a second. Up. You work...
Afternoon, Your Honor.
At the club?
It's a...
You just...
Yes.
Is it a bar?
It's a restaurant.
Restaurant. So you found Miss De La Torre where?
She walked into the double doors that were closed, and I followed her at the time to let her know, Miss, this side's closed. She said, I just came to use the bathroom and noticed all the nostalgia on the wall and started asking me questions. And that's why it took about 15, 20 minutes.
So you were responding to her questions?
Yes.
We started to talk, Your Honor, about we're both bartenders and he had...
So you were socializing. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
Perfect. Now you can sit down.
Okay.
When you came back after you finished socializing with Mr.
Garcia,
they had gone.
Yes.
And your jacket and your cell phone were also gone.
Right. And my credit card had been used.
Did she pay for all of you?
Yes.
Why?
Because I didn't have a card on me and my friends just agreed to pay her back as long as she got a receipt.
When did they make this agreement with her?
Before the drinks were purchased.
Oh, is that correct?
No, Your Honor. We discussed... it was very busy that night, and they just had cash, and I said, I'll put it on my card.
Oh, and fine. So it was, just a second, Ms. De La Torre. So it wasn't as if they went and stiffed you with the bill. You had discussed the fact that they had cash, you were going to pay your credit card, and they would give you back the cash. I don't care whether you offered, but that was the agreement.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, so then you came back after socializing with Mr. Garcia. They were gone. The one thing that you did not tell me was, when you left the house that evening, according to you, you took your backpack, which is, I assume, that backpack.
Yes, ma'am.
And you left it in Miss Navarro's car.
Covered by a scarf.
I don't care what it was covered by. You left it in her car.
I did.
And it was in the backpack that you allegedly had your camera.
I did have my camera in the backpack.
I don't know that. Neither do they. You say that you put it in there before you left and left your bag in the car.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, they left because you say I'm going to the bathroom and you don't come back. 20 minutes, a half hour, whatever it is. You don't come back. They don't know where you are. They leave. Then what happened, Miss Navarro, after you left, and don't give me baloney because I don't like baloney. Where did you go?
After we were all escorted out of the pub.
Who escorted you out?
Staff.
Why?
Because at that time it was time for everybody to leave.
What time was it?
It was close to 1. They closed earlier than last call.
How long have you worked at the pub?
About 7 months.
What time did they close?
1:30, we call last call.
They say they left about 1 o'clock. What time were you in the room socializing with Mr. LaTorre?
It was about 1:15.
So just about time for closing?
Yeah.
Good, sit down. So you left, and you took her phone and her jacket?
No. I'd seen her coat there, but I didn't realize it was hers. So I left, and a couple of the people in our group stood behind. And while I was trying to call her from my cell phone, somebody picked up, and they're like, oh, I think your friend left her things. We'll meet you in the parking lot. They came out, they brought me her jacket and her phone.
Okay. Now, when you parked your car that evening, before you went into the club, listen to me very carefully, did you park in the parking lot?
Yes, I did.
Did you have any discussion with Mr. LaTorre about leaving her backpack in the car?
No, I actually didn't even realize that she had left it.
Where was she sitting in your car?
She was passenger front seat.
Where had you put the backpack, Mr. LaTorre?
In the passenger, under the, right where your feet would go. And I covered it with a scarf and I tied it up.
Was your car locked?
Yes.
You say that with some hesitation.
No.
So your car was locked?
Yes.
And after you got back to your house, you had her jacket and her phone. It had been given to you. Did you see her backpack?
Yes. It was still in my car. I left it in my car.
And where did you park your car?
In front of my home. It's in front of a sheriff's station, so I figured it would be safe.
Was your car locked or unlocked when
you... It was locked. I still lock it regardless.
And tell me what the next thing you did, Mr. LaTorre, when you found out that you didn't have your cell phone, you didn't have your jacket, and you didn't have your backpack.
I waited outside for approximately 30 minutes. I used random strangers to call my cell phone. I asked a couple people if I could wait around with them, smoked a couple cigarettes, and my witness, Nick, also drove up. He happened to drive up, and I explained the situation.
You're Nick?
Yes, Your Honor.
Nick, the historian.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So she opened the bag, and she stuffed your jacket in the bag.
To replace my camera.
Yeah, are you thick or what?
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy. Clarissa DeLaTorre says co-worker Crystal Navarro stole a digital camera from her backpack during a night of drinking.
Go ahead.
Your Honor, the defendant did answer the phone at one point when I called from the random strangers, and she told me that she had been in a car accident and that she would call me back. That's when my witness, Nick, drove up, and she never
did. Had you been in an accident that night?
It wasn't anything major, but the police were there.
Well, tell me what happened.
Something had happened in the parking lot, and everybody was asked to leave the parking lot.
What happened in the parking lot?
I believe it was a fight between two other gentlemen that had nothing to do with our party, so we were asked to leave. And, of course, I had her cell phone at that time, and I was hoping that she would be smart, which she was, and call us from somebody else's phone.
No, listen to me, Miss Navarro. We're not talking about while you were still in the parking lot and the police were asking people to leave. We're talking about a little time later on. Were you in any kind of an accident that required police intervention?
Yes.
Just answer my questions.
Yes.
And would you tell me what that was?
I hit.
Were you with her?
No, I was not there.
Great. Go.
I was hit by another car because I was trying to turn back.
Did you file an accident report?
No, they didn't require it because it wasn't that big of a deal. There was no damage to either cars.
I don't believe anybody.
Your Honor, she told me she hit the center divider.
Okay. Bottom line is you got your jacket back and you got your phone back.
The next day, actually, at work, my cell phone was given to me. It was left for me at my work. But my backpack, my contents in the backpack were gone. She had not returned those, just my cell phone. So she had my backpack for a whole day.
And?
Later that night, about 11 o'clock, as soon as I got my cell phone, I called her up and asked her if she could please drop off my things because I had my keys. I waited till about 4:30 that morning.
Why didn't you go to her house?
I didn't know where she lived.
Why didn't you ask her? Where do you live? And I'll come over and pick up my things.
I don't have a car, Your Honor.
Who cares?
I had to work, Your
Honor. Who cares?
I do, Your Honor.
And well, I don't. I don't. You left.
I trusted
you. You left your things in her car. She gave you a ride.
Yes, Your Honor.
You disappeared with Mr. Garcia.
No, not with Mr. Garcia,
No, yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did, my dear. You disappeared getting a history lesson from Mr. Garcia. You didn't go to the bathroom. You didn't go to the bathroom and
I
come
did go
back.
To the restroom.
Go to the bathroom. Hey, Mr. Latore, you have no proof that she took your camera.
I do, Your Honor.
Zero.
I do.
None.
The conversation in the car, Your Honor, she said, oh, you should have brought my... The reason I brought my camera is because I thought there would be live music there. I had never been there before. Later in the car, she had told me that it was just a pub. That's why I decided to leave my camera in the car. And she said, oh, you should have brought your camera. I said, I did.
And?
And I didn't bring it up because there was no live music and...
What does that have to do with her taking your camera?
She knew that I had my camera in there.
Who cares? If I were a thief and saw a backpack laying in a car, I would open the door, because I don't believe she locked the door. I would open the door, go through the backpack, and if I saw something valuable, I would take
it. She did go through my backpack, Your Honor. She admitted to me that she stuffed my jacket in my backpack. And when I went up to my apartment to take out my stuff, to look for my things, I realized that in place of my camera was my jacket.
So Mr. Latore, you have no proof she took your camera.
She knew my camera was in the car.
Listen to me very carefully.
Yes, ma'am.
It's very possible that one of the other people in her car took your camera. How many people were in the car?
When I left...
How many people were in the car on your way to the pub?
Two. Two, me and the defendant.
Two other people?
Her friends, yes.
I don't care. Four people were in the car.
Your Honor, another one of her stories was that she picked up another person.
Great. Let's say she picked up another person. You have to have proof before you accuse somebody of stealing something.
Your Honor, I asked her numerous times for my camera. I also told her, Crystal, I will give you a week to give me back my camera. No questions asked. No questions asked. And she kept saying,
Who are you?
I'm Daniel.
Daniel, what are you?
I witnessed that she, you want me to get up?
Yeah.
Okay. I had witnessed earlier that night. She carries her camera everywhere with her, and so it was in the bag.
Who cares?
Well, just, you know, it was
Do you understand what I'm talking about, Daniel? You have to have proof before you accuse somebody of being a thief.
Yes.
If four people had access to her bag, you can't accuse one person of stealing her property.
Well, who's the owner of the vehicle?
That has nothing to do with it.
I was going to babysit
just
her
a second.
Things, by
just
the way.
Just a second. You're talking about an absolute criminal liability. You mean if someone finds drugs in a car, everyone is presumed to have possession of the drugs. That's different from being a thief. Sir, if she's missing property and she's accusing someone, she has to have proof.
Your Honor, the only proof I have is that she admitted to me that she opened my bag. That is why I'm coming to her.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she put your coat in the bag.
This bag, it was tied like this, which means that someone would need to untie it to stuff my stuff my thing in there. She admitted to that, Your Honor.
So?
All night, we did not see the camera.
Just a second. So what? So she opened the bag and she stuffed your jacket in the bag.
To replace my camera.
Yeah, are you thick or what?
No.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Her excuse was her children didn't like you. You were a little too harsh with them. That comes under the category of you should be smart enough not to move in with somebody that you don't know.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Clarissa Della Torre says co-worker Crystal Navarro stole a digital camera from her backpack during a night of drinking.
Now, Mr. Latore, who knows if the camera was there when she put the jacket back in the bag? Maybe she didn't look. She just opened it up and stuffed it in the bag. Maybe it was there, and maybe it had already been taken, if it was ever there in the first place. But you have no proof that she took your camera. You think she took your camera. You think maybe she or maybe somebody else who was in the car took your camera and she should be responsible for it. That's not true. The only one should be responsible for your property is you.
I understand, Your Honor.
Good. And if you brought a valuable camera, you should have taken it to Mr. Garcia's pub and checked it.
Check.
The case is dismissed. That's all.
Parties are excused. May you step out.
She was drinking. I was actually designated driver, so I did not have one drop.
I thought she had the camera with her and that I would receive it back.
I was trying to be the responsible friend.
She wasn't my friend. She was my coworker.
Obviously, you don't know people until you spend time with them.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Rabel versus Einberger. Step forward, please.
Garrett Rabel is suing his ex-girlfriend, Tiffany Einberger, for breaking their lease and for unpaid utility bills.
Tiffany is countersuing for the cost of vet bills, the return of a Great Dane, and a TV.
Mr. Rabel, where were you living at the time that you met the defendant?
In Woodville, Wisconsin.
Who were you living with?
I was living by myself.
You had an apartment or a room?
I had a duplex.
Is it a rental?
Yes, ma'am.
How much were you paying in rent?
$625 a month, plus utilities.
You met the defendant in what month and year?
I would have been the beginning of July in 2009.
And when did you decide to move in together?
We had hung out quite a bit, basically every day since the day we met. And she had talking about her place that she had.
What date did you move in together?
It would have been about the middle towards end of July.
And at that time, you moved into a new place?
No, she moved into my place.
How long had you been living there?
I had been living there approximately 3 months, I believe.
Are you still living there?
Yes, Your Honor.
So she moved into your apartment.
Yes.
And the two of you then signed a lease for her to be in your apartment.
When the lease came due in December of 2009 is when we signed for 6 months.
How long was your lease before that?
6 months is what I do it at.
All right, the case is getting easier. In any event, she moved out shortly thereafter in January. You want her to pay her half of the rent for 6 months?
On the lease that she signed, yes, ma'am.
That's not happening.
Okay.
That's not happening. I mean, I don't particularly buy an excuse. Her excuse was her children didn't like you. You were a little too harsh with them. That comes under the category of you should be smart enough not to move in with somebody that you don't know.
I know that.
Especially when you have children. Young children. You figure out before you move in with them, not afterwards, and you certainly don't sign a lease. But you were living there. You paid the rent before you met her, right?
Yes.
You paid the utilities before you met her, right?
Yes.
You're going to continue to pay them, right?
Yes.
Where were you working before you met her?
I was working for myself for affordable towing.
And you're still working for yourself for affordable towing?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, continue to pay your rent. You have a nice apartment. That's it. So I'm not dealing with your lawsuit. You're not out any money. Cool. You have the same rent. You have the same utilities?
I had a signed contract.
Listen to me very carefully. You have to show damages. You have none. If you had moved out of your apartment and moved into a new apartment and signed a new lease with her, and you had increased responsibilities, increased liability.
Which I did as soon as she moved in.
Just a second. Increased liability, we'd be talking. You have none. The day she moved out, whatever increase in utilities there were,
yes,
no longer existed because she's not there anymore. You understand me, sir?
I do understand you to a point.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, let's deal with her counterclaim. Do you have her television?
That television was bought to me for Christmas and my birthday present by her. No.
He had bought me a car.
Just a second. She bought you the TV for Christmas.
And my birthday.
And when is your birthday?
January 16th. She had bought it when she got her first college tuition check in the fall.
She bought the TV in the fall?
Yep.
For Christmas and your birthday that was in December and January?
Yes, ma'am.
She comes and picks up her TV within 5 days. Now, let's deal with the dog, because this is your counterclaim.
Yep.
Where are you living now?
I'm currently living with my roommate at an apartment where I'm not allowed to have pets.
Then forget the dog. You want
right.
the dog?
No.
You can't have it.
I don't want it. He told me when I moved out that I couldn't have it. I had a place for him, and then that fell through, and now he wants to keep him,
Just a second. That's too bad.
I don't
you
want the dog.
You want the dog?
No.
Then you don't get any money for the dog.
What about the vet bills?
You don't get any money for that either.
Okay.
But you do get your TV back because you don't buy an early birthday present for somebody, an early Christmas for somebody in October.
How about the car she totaled out that I bought her that I had to pay for everything?
I don't care. She's coming within 5 days to get her TV. That's the way I've resolved this case. Goodbye. Thank you very much. Go have a happy life.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Dawn moves out because of a boyfriend. Whatever excuse she was trying to make up, I don't know.
He no longer gets to bother me.
Can't even believe it.
Hopefully he leaves me alone from here on out.
She moved in and started getting real argumentative the last month.
He became abusive to my children. He became physically and verbally abusive, and I just needed to get out of there for the sake of my children.
I had bought her a car, a phone, everything. I dumped the phone records, come to find out she'd been screwing around with this guy since the 12th of January.
What happened was I was talking to a friend of mine who's in a band, and he kind of helped me through the process of, you need to get out of there. This really isn't a safe environment. And that's kind of what woke me up.
There was no other excuse but that she found somebody else.
The other thing was my son telling me that he wanted to go live with his father due to the fact that he didn't like Garrett.
She just left on a Thursday, never came home except about 4 days later to pick up some clothes to go party with.
Get out. They may seem nice at first.
Rip my heart out. It's still pretty bad.
If he becomes abusive at all, get out as quick as you can.